I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, once again, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Monday, March 18th, 2019. Welcome to the show. Here's what you may have missed this morning. We talked about fire and ice-themed travel, which is actually kind of a big thing this year, or starting up for this year. And it makes a lot of sense here. There's a lot of travel industry called fire and ice vacations is where people spend time in two very different climates. Usually one that's snowy and one that's sunny and warm. They actually said that fire and ice offers the chance to cross off several bucket list expectations all in one go, considering Americans take the least amount of vacation compared to every other industrialized country in the world. we got to do time management to get all the stuff
done. We have to. I mean, Europeans, and they come on holiday, and they're on vacation for 3 and 4 weeks at a time.
Yeah. You know, I would love to be on vacation where I get bored.
Yes, you know what I mean? And you're like, oh, I got to get back to work.
And then I think I'd be more productive because I'd be so bored just sitting around doing nothing.
So these are vacations where you can have snow and sun in the same day and enjoy both of them.
Yeah, kind of along those lines.
But you have to be at some pretty special places to do this.
So. Right. Like one of them being is New Zealand's South Island, which has a lot of volcanic activity. The northern and southern tips of Japan and Chile, also the same thing.
Right.
And here in the U.S., Hawaii, the big island, you actually can go up to the top Mauna Loa and go down to the volcano fields.
Yeah, I've done it. It is pretty cool. You can in Lake Tahoe, you can do the same thing. You can snow ski in the morning, and you can water ski in the afternoon on Lake Tahoe.
Being a Southern California guy, that'd be Big Bear for us.
I like Big Bear. Yeah. Man, that's a beautiful place right there, right in the mountains.
So there you go on that one. We also found about death metal. Yeah, music.
Apparently, they're just nice people who like loud music.
You know what? And Janie brought up a really good point on this, too. I think it's because you said that, they get all the aggression out by singing along.
Yeah, I think so. I feel like, you know, it's just an outlet for frustration, and I could say rage, I guess, but I think, you know, people channel their emotions through the music they listen to, and a lot of times if they just have that outlet, they're actually not so bad.
Yeah, and the findings really suggest many parent groups, religious groups, and censor boards should not be worried about the music so much that the kids listen to. There's a trend going on that it desensitizes kids to violence and everything. I remember this back in the 80s.
Video games were supposed to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I remember that back in the 80s where, you know, music was making people kill themselves, and it was bad manners, yada, yada, yada. The whole thing that the older generation always says to the younger generation, you guys suck, blah, blah, blah,
blah. You dress like bums and your music's a bunch of noise.
Yeah.
Well, and every generation has their younger generation of rebels, you know, no matter what the music is. Even right now, it's like trap music. I can't stand it, and I think these young kids don't know good music, you know.
You wag your finger at them?
if I could speak to the young people listening right now to this podcast, pull your pants up, turn your hat around, turn your music down. Stop tracking mud across my nice, clean kitchen floor.
Get
Stay
off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
Don't make me shake my walker at you.
There we go. This was kind of an interesting change of guidelines from the American College of Cardiology. For years and years, when you would get to a certain age, they'd recommend that you would take a baby aspirin.
Right.
The idea was that it would thin your blood out enough that if you had any high blood pressure or any sort of indication of heart disease, heart attack, or stroke, that it would help. Come to find out, that's not necessarily true anymore. They say the bleeding risk of you diluting your blood that much outweigh the risks of the benefit risk of heart disease
that's
prevention.
The reason you take it is so you don't have clots and you have strokes, but if you take it, you could also have internal bleeding because it increases the chance of your being able to bleed out.
Yeah, and these are for people that have never had a heart attack, and we really do stress this by saying you should talk to your doctor. Don't really go on the advice we have. This is just kind of a conversation starter to have with your doctor if you're on an aspirin regimen. But this is what I thought was really interesting. These are a lot of studies they looked at, and they looked at it was the largest and longest daily test of people that take daily doses of aspirin. And what they found was those had an absolute lower risk of heart attack by 0.38%. But if you had absolute risk of severe internal bleeding, that was up to 0.7%, almost half a percent.
There's just not that much difference, actually, and the risk outweighs whatever benefit you get.
They say, rather, lifestyle habits, controlling your blood pressure and cholesterol, are much more effective in preventing heart and cardiovascular disease than perhaps taking a pill. Revive those soggy vegetables in your refrigerator. Simple enough. Rehydrate them with water.
This is so simple because if you look at it logically, what happens when the vegetables are in the refrigerator? They dry out.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens when they dry out? They lose water. So
yeah, I've never even thought about that. They're just like dehydrated.
That's basically all it is.
Yeah.
So there's, and even like, you know, I noticed with asparagus sprouts, after a while they get kind of, you know, flimsy.
It starts shrinking up.
And just put them in water for a couple of hours, and then the water should actually rehydrate the cells, and therefore you have a little bit of the Christmas comeback. Now, keep in mind, if it's been in there for 2 weeks, Janie, it's gone. Sorry.
Yeah. Like the lettuce I found in there the other day from when my friend and I made tacos, like at the end of February. So
yeah,
it's probably bad.
Probably bad.
Not salvageable.
No.
February, March. No, it's probably not good.
Not good at all.
Yeah.
We also learned that buying in bulk, that's a really good way to save some money, but there are some limits to this. And I think this is one of the best stories. We go to Fuchsstall, Germany.
It was Fuchsstall, Germany. Yeah. And what did they do, Chris?
Well, they ordered 2 truckloads of toilet paper because they're, you know, they're a city of 4,000 people, and they got toilets and libraries and toilets
and
the public,
like,
offices that have to be filled.
We're talking about a semi, not like a pickup truck. Figure a semi of this.
They ordered 2 of them. After the first delivery, they're like, okay, I think we may have overordered here, so they were able to cancel the second truck. But here's the problem: they still had the first truckload of this toilet paper, which apparently nobody liked. I had no idea that gray single ply brand toilet paper, textured, they turned yellow and got brittle when exposed to too much sunlight.
You got the cheapest on the planet.
Yeah,
with chunks of wood still floating in it.
I had no idea that toilet paper could actually go brittle from being in the sunlight.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I don't think that's toilet paper.
So what they did was they started to store the toilet. They first off tried to give it away. Nobody wanted it.
Really?
Yeah, because I mean, come on, let's be real. Like single ply, especially if you're like hot and sweaty, or even like all the theme parks use single ply, and I'm like, why do y'all do this? I need 500 rolls of it, first of all, just to even use it.
Yeah,
it's not functional
at all. And then the second thing was is that, well, that we still got to use this, so we got to store it somewhere. So they were looking for any nook and cranny to store this toilet paper. 12 years later, this week, they finally used the last of that roll of toilet paper.
Wow.
They did say that they're going to order in bulk again, because the last time they ordered in bulk, over 12 years, they saved a whopping $1,000. But you got to give them credit. It's the government. They are saving some money. So, all right, good job there. But they are going to go for the 2-ply paper this time.
No, that's fancy, huh?
Yeah. So I guess
wouldn't you think if you're using that 1-ply stuff that you would, the cost would be overcome by the moisturizer you'd have to use?
I honestly think why a lot of places use 1-ply is so you don't steal it.
Maybe so.
I don't know. You're probably right, because people do that, don't they? They steal, like, toilet paper thieves.
I've been in some, like, rest areas in certain states where you go in, and they've got, like, chain links actually
That's
holding
crazy.
The toilet paper in the roller so you can't
take it. I
guess,
you know, they used to have those big rolls in that plastic housing. Somebody's figured out a way to get in there. Is that the deal?
But I'm just like,
there was nothing else. I forgot my cell phone. There was nothing else to do, so I hacked into this. Right?
I know, but it's but there you go. Take it for what it is. And then finally, we learned today, beer and barbecue go hand in hand.
I can't believe we're just finding this out, because I don't know if I've ever barbecued without I didn't have a beer in a hand, you know?
Absolutely.
Isn't that the law?
And a lot of times you use barbecue or beer in your grilling method. And that's kind of led Budweiser to pair with Coleman Natural in launching their Budweiser beer meat line that includes bratwurst, pork, and pork ribs all seasoned with Budweiser beer.
Mm.
They say you got your classic pulled pork and Budweiser sauce, as well as delicious St. Louis-style pork ribs, because you know they're from St. Louis, Missouri.
Of course, yeah.
All pre-cooked, all you have to do is just warm them up and you're ready to go. They say Budweiser meat should be in stores probably by May, hopefully by Memorial Day, and yes, Budweiser Meats does not contain any alcohol, just the flavorings used to make America's favorite beer.
How about that? All right.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use it if the coals flare up, if you're, you know, grilling something fat.
Right.
It'll put the fire out. Throw your beer on there a little bit.
Well, and as you said, Storm, I mean, it makes it tastier, but like you said, it always cooks the alcohol off anyway.
Right.
So, I mean, it's really just more about the flavor, I guess.
It is. It's, you know, I'm looking for maybe the grilling starting pack where it's the meat and the Budweiser and the
That's right.
The shades coals from like 1999.
Yeah, why not? So that's our show for today, Monday, March 18th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABC.
Bye. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.